This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi there, you lovely people. I don't know why I couldn't speak just then. That was so weird. How is everybody? I hope you're well. It's 4 o'clock Thursday on FUBAR Radio. We've got loads of massive guests. FaZe is going to be in here in a minute. That's so exciting. We're really, really excited to have him in the studio talking about his brand new single. But first, I'm going to play you a little bit of Post Malone, because Post Malone's just announced, first of all, Post Malone's just cut all his hair off, which was groundbreaking. I was completely shook, because I was planning to go as him for Halloween, and now I don't know what to do, because I guess that was like his iconic thing, and I can't just shave my hair off just for a Halloween costume, or can I? I'm unsure. I'm still making the decision, but if you like Post Malone, you can catch him on his tour of the UK and Europe. He's coming to London at the O2 Arena. That's the final date of the tour on the 13th of March. But before that, he's in France, Glasgow, Dublin, Brooklyn. Oh, that's not Europe. Birmingham, Manchester, all the main spots, plus a few European places, Stockholm, Berlin, Zurich. He's also just recently dropped the Better Now video, which is kind of a compilation of live performances and kind of a little insight into the backstage life that he leads while he's on tour. I would highly recommend going to see him live. He's very, very good. This is Better Now. Go and check the video after the show. It's really, really beautiful.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that 'cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that 'cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Oh, I did not believe that it would end. Everything came second to the band, so you're not even speaking to my friends, no. You knew all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow 'em out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dress up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget, but I can't get this shit out of my head. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that 'cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that 'cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. He seemed like it was pretty cool. I was so broken over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life's changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that 'cause I'm not around. Would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that 'cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Oh, I promise, I swear to you I'll be okay. You're only the love of my life. You are better now, better now. You only say that 'cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that 'cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything.
Oh.
Post Malone, Better Now. Make sure you check out the video and go and see him on his European tour. Now, a little while ago, we had Ralph Roll in the studio, who is a member of the band Chic. And of course, they've just dropped their new album, which is their first album in 26 years, which is pretty crazy. It's called It's About Time, which kind of makes sense. It's got some epic artists on there. Lady Gaga's on there, Elton John, Steph London, Neo, Muramasa, Hailee Steinfeld. It's pretty insane, the caliber of artists she's got on there. They've got on there. And Neo, who we absolutely love, who's just dropped her latest album, who is also going off on tour next year. She's going everywhere, including Brixton Academy on the 28th of March, plus Bristol, Dublin, Birmingham, Leeds and Manchester before that. Make sure you go and check out her new album. It's called Saturn, and she's wonderful and awesome. But no surprise that she's been featured on this album with other absolutely incredible artists. I wanted to like have a little throwback though to when we had Ralph in the studio, because he's such a total babe. This was when he was reminiscing about playing Glastonbury, which I thought was just so sweet, because it's one of the biggest kind of moments that he was recognizing in his life, and that man's had a few pretty big moments. You played Glastonbury, which must have been a huge moment.
Oh my goodness, it was crazy. It was we came on right after Barry Gibb, which I love all of his music. It was a beautiful sunny day.
Which is rare for Glastonbury as well.
Well, you know, I don't think we've ever had really bad weather doing Glastonbury, like super bad weather.
Yeah.
We've been pretty lucky. But I don't get butterflies. It's been years. I love being on stage in front of people. But this particular day when I got on stage, you know, you hear the announcement, it just says, "We are proud to bring you tonight. The band has brought you," and he says all this. And then I stepped on stage and I looked out into the audience, and it literally went up and over the hill.
Yeah.
And I went, "Fuck." I really did. Yeah. I did. And then my heart started racing, and I said, "Okay, keep it together, keep it together."
And then did you just turn around and go back out again?
No.
Imagine.
They would have fell out of
No drummer.
But it was an amazing experience. That, you know, it was main stage. You know, I should have gotten in touch with Guinness Book of World Records, because I think I got the most people jumping at one time.
One of the nicest people that's ever been to FUBAR Radio, I think. He also brought all of us cookies that he makes that didn't have any fat in them or something, and it was pretty intense. Like, they were incredible. J-Lo also eats his cookies, so if you've got anything to say, just talk to J-Lo, because she will tell you how great they are. He was so lovely, and he's obviously been part of making this album, and I've seen him tweeting quite a lot about how exciting it is for him. I mean, it's a long time to wait. 26 years since they've made a sort of Nile Rodgers and Chic album. And it's definitely worth the wait. It's pretty iconic. And as I said, they work with Lady Gaga on it, but it's not the first time they've worked with Lady Gaga. They also performed at the Grammys with her on her tribute to David Bowie, which didn't go to planned for Ralph, in that usually, well, do you know what? I'm just going to let him tell you.
The craziest thing that ever happened to me, I did the Grammys with Lady Gaga.
For the tribute of
David Bowie. Tribute. And we rehearsed 9 songs and 9 different tempos. And in my ear, what I would hear in my ear monitor was 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you would hear a click. So the first song was Ground Control to Major Tom. So I'm playing and everything is fine. All the rehearsals were great. Sound check was great. We're on TV live in front of 30 million, I think even more. And I'm playing going, man, I am killing because I can't hear the click. And then I realized there was no click. The click was not there. Now, I know I have to continue with what I'm doing, because there's lights that are programmed to my click. There's choreography. I mean, everything, just like you said.
And so, if you also stop to think, then everything goes.
On a live show, I would be that drummer that stopped on the Grammys for the rest of my life. You know, and I run out screaming. Ah!
No!
So, but luckily, we had rehearsed so much that it did work out. But when I did look over at Niall, and with this look of panic on my face, Niall was just, he was just grooving. He had no clue.
So he like, just smiled right back at you.
Like everything was fine. But it did work out. I didn't fall out of where we were, and that's because the band was so good.
Got to wait for those clicks, dude. No idea. I mean, I think I do know a bit, because I've performed on stage with, not me, but with artists doing like DJ sets and stuff. And they have this thing that goes like, their ear. Imagine you're playing at the Grammys and the thing that is meant to happen to make sure you stay in time with Lady Gaga and Nile Rodgers, and it's not working. You'd need to definitely have like 40 years experience to be able to get through that, I think. Otherwise, you just probably fall off your drumming stool, if that's what you call the seat that they sit on. Ralph is a total babe. Go get his cookies if you're ever in New York. I think he's in New York with the cookies, maybe everywhere. But they taste like heaven on earth. Now, shall we actually just play some of the new album? This is Boogie All Night featuring Ne-Yo. As I said, Ne-Yo's also dropped an album, Saturn. She's a really amazing artist that everybody needs to get behind and support, because she's got one of the most unusual, incredible voices, and also she's a wonderful, wonderful person that deserves huge amounts of recognition. She's got a 13-track album, Saturn, out now. Quabs is on there. We love Quabs. Go and take a listen to it, because it's very, very beautiful. But in the meantime, this is Nile Rodgers and Chic, Boogie All Night featuring Ne-Yo. Boogie all night, like nobody's watching. We don't care who's watching.
FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
I got beaten by Professor Green in the MC battle, and one of my first ever rap battles that I ended, I got finished by Professor Green in like the final or something. I was like, fuck, I've got this far. Now I've got a battle with this guy. He was like the champ for like 7 weeks running time I had to battle him. The crowd, they were fully in his hand. He had them. He could do no wrong in a way. Yeah, I remember losing the battle to him, but then I remember thinking to myself, if I was going to lose to anyone, fuck, it was that guy. You know what I mean?
Every Wednesday.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Phases in the building.
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, babe?
I am good, you know. How are you?
I'm really well.
Good, good. That's what I like.
Phaser, a.k.a. Richard.
Yes.
A.k.a. Phaser.
That's the government name, isn't it?
What would you rather be called?
Phaser. My mum calls me Phaser. Depends on who's around.
Yeah, but if you're in trouble, does she call you Phaser?
No, the government name goes like, Richard!
Yeah.
My dad's the worst for that still, I can't lie.
And does he say like your full name?
Yeah, he says it in a way that when he says it, it's like it just strips off every single piece of clothing on your body and you're just naked. Yeah. Like, who said that?
And then you've fallen over as well. Yeah. You tripped over on something. So you've been so bad in a real life is out. Banger, we're going to play in a
Thank
minute.
You.
It's a really exciting time because you're back releasing your own music, which we love. But you've already had like an illustrious career of bangers, creating them, producing them.
Yeah.
You know, end ups, everything's
mad, isn't it?
Everything's been pretty mad for you the whole time you've been in the music industry.
Yeah, definitely has been. It's been a good run, and I've learned a lot.
A ride, you could say.
Yeah, and wide, yeah, definitely, man. But it's been a long and wide run, yeah, definitely.
But is it kind of nice sometimes to take a step back and do production, not just you, and then when you do come back with a track,
you've got
that energy to kind of...
Of course, man. Like, people might ask what phase I've been up to for the last few years and stuff, and I started up a production company. We've been working with... Mate, we've worked with everybody. We've got production credits with everybody. And... it just got to the point after that, and I was like, okay, the production company's flying, it's doing what it's doing, it's moving, it's time to focus on Phaser. So I closed the doors to outside production for the last 8-9 months and really come up with a body of work that is absolutely insane.
You've been having a bit of me time.
Yeah, a bit of me time, just devising a sound for myself, which is similar to what's out now, but it's my own fusion, it's my own twist on it. Do you know what I mean?
So tell us a little bit more about this body of work. What can you tell us about it?
Bad in Real Life's out now. It's the benchmark for this EP. It's the benchmark single. It's the first one that we're going with, but it's a great record. It's an absolutely great record. But we have other records that are coming which are equally just as good, or if not better. So the best is yet to come. And we're in a good position, man. It's a good problem to have. We're not fighting about, we need the next single. It's like, the arguments are, is what single are we going to go with? Because they're all good. So it's like, we're in a healthy place right now. I'm excited. The team's excited. And we're good to go, man. We're running it right now.
And you wrote and produced it with Swan Sounds, who was actually in the studio last week.
Yeah, my little guy, man. My little protege.
He's very sweet, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing, man, and I got a lot of time for talented people. So my whole camp right now is just full of creatives and the talented people. Swan Sounds is one of them. He's a 19-year-old producer and writer. He helped he co-produced this track Bad in Real Life with myself. He's coming up, go and check him out. And obviously, once this thing starts getting to the levels that we need it to, he's the next up as well. Do you know what I mean?
He's a sweet. He came in the studio last week and we had a lovely time.
I saw.
He was really nice.
He is. He's a good guy, man. He's a really nice guy. Good-hearted person, man. I got time for that.
Yeah, I think as well, in terms of like your experience in the music industry, don't you find that people like him, i.e. people who can produce and write their own shit?
You know what it is? It's just like me. So I've got time for talent in general. So if someone's like me and really like... When I mean like me, the guy lives in the studio, I live in the studio, I don't leave the place. I write and produce all my own music. If someone's like that, like, and has that sort of work ethic behind them and really want to take their careers to a certain height and really believe in themselves and have that drive, then I've got time for that, man.
Is it weird having other people come into your bedroom then? When people come work with you in the studio? Is it a bit like, what are you doing in my bedroom?
No, because I don't work from home, man. I have a studio set up upstairs in my house, but that's just for like personal stuff. If I need to run a line or I need to make an edit or something, I can just do my stuff there.
So you don't have anyone in there?
No, but I've got a main place up in London and in Hertfordshire, which I do most of my work from. And if I'm doing outside sessions, they'll come there. So I don't feel like you're in my house, because my dog won't take to you too well.
Oh, really?
I got a big boy.
Oh, what's
proper,
his name?
A proper dog, King Kainos.
King Kainos, I like the name. No, it's got power.
He's a beast.
Is
Trust
he?
Me, he needed a name like that to suit him, otherwise. So you couldn't call him Fluffy, mate, I'm telling you.
Does he walk you, or do you walk him?
Listen, if I didn't have it, he's got these like reins, like what you put on a horse. If I didn't have those on him, yeah, he'll be taking me for a walk. Trust
do you
me.
Ride him?
My little daughter does, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. Actually, on that note, now you've got a child.
Yeah.
How has things changed for you? Because obviously, when you started in the music industry, you didn't have a child, and now you do.
No.
Has that changed your perception of women in the music industry and how kind of that works? Because now you've got a daughter.
It's made me become some paranoid, protective freak, brother. I swear down. It's like, yeah. If I had the money right now, I'd buy an island. And I'd move her to that island and say, you're here living there for good. But no, it's changed my outlook in life, as in how I used to be as a person, like where I was just living for myself, just a bit reckless, going out just all night on a mad one and this and that, mm-hmm. Where it's kind of like this pulled man back down to earth a little bit, kind of like said, okay, it's not just about you, Faiza, you got other people right now that are depending on you and stuff like that. And it's kind of just giving me a different drive and a different outlook to life, where it was just about Faiza before, in a sense.
Well, I guess as well, in terms of like, because I think when you have a child, I haven't had any children, so I'm just guessing now.
Okay.
But if you're in, like, you've worked with women in the music industry. Obviously,
yeah.
Talisa was in N-Dubs,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You know how women can be treated,
yep.
and things like that. So you've known that from day dot.
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
you've got, do you think you'd be happy if your daughter was like, I'm going to be in a band, I'm going to start making music?
Listen, whatever she chooses to do, whatever she wants to put her energy in and her focus on, I'm going to push. So it doesn't really matter if she wanted to do music or not. Like, if she wanted to do music, I'll push her in it. If she wanted to be a ballet dancer, I'll push her in it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Just going to protect her against everyone.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm that guy. I'm just like that diabolical dad. It's just going to be weird and just like embarrass the kids. And when they come around with their boyfriends, I just probably try and make the boyfriend not want to be on her, type of thing.
Like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
You don't want to know about her, man. She's a little poo bum over there.
Yeah.
Like. It's embarrassing. Like, Dad, what are you doing that for? Like,
that's definitely the best vibe to go on, though. Just embarrass her, say words like poo and fart,
yeah,
and you should
yeah,
get him
yeah,
out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, mate. It's like, oh, what? You actually do that stuff? Like, oh, yeah.
You know, the other day, I wanted to talk about this because you were talking about meditation.
Yeah, okay. Go
and,
on.
And I, no. I just meant, I've recently found, like, I'm not very good at it, and all I do is sit and think about like ham sandwiches. But
oh, really?
I found like in terms of being in the music industry, it really helps to kind of take 5 minutes and sit.
Like, listen, yeah, this industry is turmoil. It's absolutely crazy. It's moving so fast. Yeah, there's so much flipping information to take in at any given moment. Like, when do you actually take a time for yourself and your own peace of mind and your own brain to just slow your thoughts down and actually be able to fathom each individual thought from one another? It's like, it's crazy. So you have to take time. And I say that to anybody, take time for yourself and for your own brain and for your own sanity. You have to step out of it, otherwise you're just going to get lost in it. And then you find yourself, yeah, when you're meditating, it's like, actually, rah, right, I can feel myself starting to calm down now. Like, this is mad, like. How? I've only just walked from the shop to here. So you have to take time. Meditate, man. Take time for yourself, man. Trust me, it's spiritual. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
I agree. I think it's... And I totally... In terms of, like, being in this studio... As you say, you live in your studio. Being in a place every day, doing what you love... It sounds great, but sometimes it can be...
I'm still crazy, man.
Yeah, it can make you...
Literally, you see, in the mornings, if I've got time, there's a little lake where I live. I'll go up to that lake in the morning. I've got my little... granddad sort of coffee flask there. Yeah, trust me, it's like proper old
couple
man.
Of sandwiches in proper, a Tupperware box.
No, not even. I'm not fishing. Literally, this is my Tupperware.
Why are you not fishing?
Because I'm not there for that reason. I do fish, yeah.
Yeah.
I do a lot of carp fishing, but that's another conversation. But I go there in the mornings, yeah, literally to start my day. You wake up, everything like that, go in and just reflect on life and just chill. And then I promise you, if you used to do something like that, when you start the rest of your day, it just flows nicely. Like, it's not like if you woke up and you're pissed off at some fucking idiot for something the night before. It's not going to be like that when you wake up in the morning pissed off. You'd be pissed off, but once you get to that lake and you start to let go of everything and boom, 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 next thing you come back to reality, it's like, okay, man's just stepping through this light work.
I think it's so important that artists like you talk about it, because without people talking about it, no
and for
one.
Your own sanity as well, man, this industry can drive man crazy. I've seen people lose their heads, bruv, like insane, like actually bonkers, like gone. like fully gone. And I'm like, bro, it's because you never took time to live and you never took time for yourself, bruv. You're just caught up in it all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And when something doesn't go to plan or when it starts to slow down and everything like that, people can't fathom it, bruv. It's crazy.
Do you see that as one of the reasons why you still got a successful career?
Hey, listen, the reason why I still got a successful career is because I work hard, bruv. I don't sleep, bruv. I don't sleep. I literally have a cologne. His name is Razor. And he's a stay-at-home dad, isn't it? Like, and why I can work and like that. It's just finding the balance, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it, man.
And it's super important for
definitely.
To talk about it. And thank you for that.
Oh, no, pleasure, man. Listen, I've got a lot to offer, like that sort of stuff. And if you listen to the music that's coming there, I touch on bases like on things like that and spiritual things and obviously making your own reality and what on earth is stress and all that sort of stuff. Now, I should write a book at some point in my life, but not right
Do
now.
Do it!
But not right now. Now's not the time for that. Maybe just smash up some music first.
So in this album, did you feel like you were, or body of work, however you're going to describe it, do you feel like you have gone quite deep on certain areas?
No, I'm having fun. You see the music? It's turned up. It's lit.
Yes.
Right? It's party vibes. It's good vibes. It's good feelings, because that's where I'm at in my life right now. I don't have no negativity in my life. Everything is a good vibe right now. So it translates through my music. If I was in a bit of a shitty place, I'd be talking about, yo, and the industry don't love me, and the industry don't love me, and the industry this, and the industry that. I'm like, no. Let me just talk about my life. Yo, man, want to talk? It's fine. I got girls twerking still. I don't care, blood. You know what I mean? And that's just the way my life is. Like, and that's how I look at it. And it translates through my music. The music's fun. And you will see as it progresses through the year and the rest of the coming years as well.
And is it the plan to kind of just keep dropping singles for a little minute and then the full project next year? Or
yeah, so obviously before the EP project drops, you're gonna have to do your singles runs, create awareness that you're actually dropping a body of work. So you do that for your singles, and then the body of work will come out, and then we're ready for the next one straight away afterwards. Anyway, I'm not stopping on them, man. Literally, consistency is key for me right now.
And is there any, I don't know, I know you're going to say you can't tell me this. Is there any
features, collaborations? No. Right now, I'm just trying to just show everybody that Phaser is self-sufficient. I don't really need features to make my songs pop right now. Literally, I feel like this is the time where I have to prove myself as a solo artist to people and say, you know what? Phaser's actually hard. He's a problem. Like, and that's where I'm at. I don't want to taint that in any way by putting someone else in a song. All right, moving forward next year, once the project's out and everything like that, man, we'll start doing all these collaborations and getting these guys in the studios, and I'll start putting my tags on the production, so I'm everywhere.
See, also, it's a clever way of making the money, because if you're on everything, there's no way to not make the money. Like, back in the day, people would just be, you know, vocalists or rappers, or now it's like you're ticking every box.
You see right now, I would say I'm a one-man band, but I've got a team around, man, now, innit? Mm-hmm. But it is fully independent. It's my own label. It's my own funds that are going into it, into the videos, the PR side of stuff and everything like that. And like I said, it's just like it's fully independent right now. So it's like the passion for it is unbelievable, because obviously man wants to win differently.
You've got to have passion
and,
if you're
and
doing
when
it
when I
alone.
Say that, it's like, everything is in-house, like from production to writing to management to label. I'm fully recouped on my publishing. Everything's into this company that I've built. Do you know what I mean? There's no third middleman or anyone to capitalize on anything unless I want them to. Do you know what I mean? So it's a good place to be in right now. Compare me to like a Russ or someone like that just does his own thing and just puts his music out and has his own loyal fan base. That's just where I'm at.
How are your fan base reacting to the track? Because everything I've seen on Twitter and Instagram is like everyone's going off about
it's
it.
It's crazy, man. The love has been absolutely insane. Like, if you haven't seen the video or you haven't heard it, it's available across all platforms.
It's a lot
to
of fun
and
as
that.
Well.
Like, yeah, and the video is out now on YouTube. You can go and check that out as well.
I saw SS was in it as well.
Yeah, of course, man. I have to. Yeah. Listen, I'm plugging my team, man, like, and everyone around me. When you think of Drake and then you think of OVO and Party Next Door and The Weeknd and this and that, bruv, it's their camp. Bruv, everyone's got their camp. You think of Good Music, he's got 2 Chainz, he's got Big Sean, everyone's got their camp. When you think of Phaser, I've got Phaser, I've got Stubble S, I've got Alyssa, we've got everyone, everything's popping like around this thing, innit? Like, and that's what I want to have my outfit. So when people say, yo, I like that outfit, man, that's cool, man, yeah, I fuck with that. And that's where I'm at, man.
You kind of, it's, I guess that's like the safest space you could be in as well, when you know that your camp is everybody that is your camp. Like, yeah, you are fully trusting and fully involved
and
with every single person.
And we all have the
same
outlook, and we all have the same drive, and we're all going in the same direction for the same thing. Energies.
When's the next, when's the next track dropping?
November.
Ooh, and are we going to have a video for each single, or
are
you?
Of course.
I love videos.
Me too. I love making videos because I'm mad creative.
Thank you, because I always ask artists, like, did you enjoy it? Because that, to me, obviously I'm not an artist, but looks like the funnest part.
Yeah, you know what it is? You see, when I'm writing songs as well, I'm thinking about the visuals, you know?
Like, are you writing certain things in? So
I can do it in the video and it looks sick. So I'm thinking, I always have a conscious mind. So then when it comes to doing the visual side of stuff, I'd pretty much come with like a load of reference images and send that to a director and say, this is like the kind of thing that I'm thinking of for the video, like, but like kind of shot like this. And then he'll come with the professional side of how to make that shit happen. And then the rest is history.
I'm excited to hear the songs now in relation to what is going to come from the videos.
Yeah, no. It's good, man. It's good. And it's going to be, like you said, the first video is fun. It's action-packed. There's a lot going on in that.
It's a lot of dangerous activity happening.
Yes. And we had professionals around us at the time. Do not try none of those stunts at home.
I was worried about you.
I was worried about the videographer. Don't worry about me. Listen, he almost got taken out about 3-4 times that day, man. Literally. Listen, mate, he was cutting-edge work. Right on the edge, living life on the edge, just to get that. You know, man, say, you see them memes on Instagram and that, like, yo, your brethren, yeah, is not taking pictures like this, then, yeah, that's not your friend. But this guy is going ham for the shots, but he's doing it. Yeah.
Well, I was
going
to ask, are you a good driver?
Yeah.
Because you were in the car and the quad bike, and there was a lot of, you know, doing that thing where you make the wheels go up, don't know what it's called.
A wheelie.
Something that I'm not even allowed to ride a bike in London, babe. My mum won't let me.
Listen, just come home next time with a bunch of protective gear and maybe it might change your views on that. Like.
Well, yeah, protective gear. I'd have to wear an actual tank to be able to be allowed on a bicycle.
That's a proper mumsy thing, though, isn't it? Like, it's just like,
listen,
it doesn't
babe,
matter how old you get, you're still going to be the baby, isn't it?
Like, don't want to dob around, but she used to buy me WKDs when I was like 16. But the one thing she has been vehement about throughout my life is no bike riding. Anything I can do,
can you ride a bike, though?
Yeah, I'm sick at riding bikes. Sickles.
Don't tell your mum that, then.
Yeah, no, I only ride them in indoor, like, safe zones.
Oh, really? In full protective gear
and
stuff, yeah?
Literally padding from, you know, like hockey, like,
looking like a mummy.
Yeah, basically. It's my Halloween outfit, is me trying to ride a bike.
I hear that. That's crazy.
But listen, I'm vicariously living through you in your video, so it's cool.
Nice.
So an exciting few months coming up for you.
Indeed.
When's the next time we can come and catch you live?
Literally, the shows are coming in as we sound. Like, the song's been out only 2 weeks now.
I'm rushing you a bit, aren't I?
The song's been out 2 weeks now. We started the Facebook campaign yesterday because this marks the 2 weeks. So 2 weeks since we put it up on YouTube. So we started it up on Facebook. And then obviously the gigs are going to start coming in. They're already coming in. We're just waiting for everything to finalise.
So
really,
we can get excited about maybe seeing you at the end of this year, beginning of next year,
man,
when the project drops.
But my thing is all about building for 2019. So catch me at festivals next year.
Sick.
And all that sort of stuff. And that's where it's going to pop off.
What's the, for you, like, obviously you've played festivals before and you've done a lot of huge gigs, but right now in your life, what's the dream festival next year?
Rolling Loud.
Where's that?
In America, in LA.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. It's like that's like the festival that
that's
I want to perform at.
That's not Jay-Z's festival, because I know Jay-Z's festival's coming up in a couple of weeks in LA.
No. It's the Rolling Loud one. Yeah.
Sounds sick.
It's crazy.
Okay, so that's the goal.
It's my type of festival. If anyone knows Faisal, yeah, it's my type of festival.
Tell me a little bit about it. Why?
It's got a lot of heritage. It's got a lot of history in there. And yeah, it's just all the stuff that I like, and the music and the kind of acts that they put up on the stage is in my lane. So yeah, definitely it feels right for me to be on that stage.
Well, I can't wait to see you at some of the UK festivals next year.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, wireless and all that stuff. I'll be looking forward to doing all that stuff because the music will be out, it's going to be booming. So hopefully we'll get those bookings and I can do a fantastic show for you guys in London or something like that as well.
Wireless would be sick.
It would be sick,
innit? Yeah, that would be big, I think.
Yeah, I think it would.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Listen, it's love, man. Anytime, man. You'll always bring me down here for the singles and stuff, man. So.
Listen, this song's a banger. We didn't need to, like, even talk
love,
about
man.
It.
Love. I appreciate that.
I'm really excited for what you're creating right now because it feels like it's the right time. It feels like the energies are
well,
all
last
there.
Time I was in, I made a song called I Woke Up. And since then, man's been fully woke. And the energies have been crazy. I'm telling you, listen, the energies have been nuts. And I've kind of like mastered my life of how to manifest things into a reality.
There he
and
is.
Here it comes, man. Watch what I'm about to do.
Yes. I feel like you couldn't be more awake. Like,
yeah, well, to be honest with you, I had a power nap before I came in here, but it was needed. You know, no one's there. Man had some food this morning, yeah, that sent man back to sleep, man. It was mad. Still.
That's like the sweetest thing you've ever said, so that's really nice. I like that. What was your little food that you had that made you sleepy?
Aki saltfish dumpling and a cornmeal porridge with a festival,
of
man.
Of course that's going to make you sleepy. That's like the perfect goodnight food.
That was my breakfast, bro.
But you know what I mean? It's like that little stodgy, like, night-night.
Yeah, come on.
Little power nap.
Love, man.
Phaser, respecting the power naps and the meditation. Love. That's what we've got to do. Thank you so much. Can you introduce Bad in Real Life for me?
Yes, of course I can. Listen, what's going on, everybody? I am Phaser, you're on FUBAR Radio, and this is my latest single, Bad in Real Life. It's out now, go check it out.
Tell me what your life for. You are not bad in real life, nah. She thinks she a spice with a pen filter. Now tell me what your life for. Life for, I don't see you in the riders. My dog, now tell me what your life for. Life for, you ain't hot in real life, nah. Talking about jobs, I'll be on mine, nah. Till I see that money come by, nah. These pussy rappers talking, it's a minor. I swear my life is like a movie, all I need is a pilot. So I can document it so you know I'm not lying. And when you see what I've been through, could you survive it? I was on them blocks late night, every day, 24. Bruce Wayne on a night shift. Running from the feds, I had like four in my socks. I was trying to eat and they kept calling the cops. If it's down to me, I'll put them all in the box. I swear I'll put them all in the box. Don't be caught slipping on the wrong side, cause when we catch you, we'll be onside, just. If you're not on the team, you're offside, cause keep on starting from the ground. You're not real bad in real life, no. You're not that guy, tell me what your life for. You are not bad in real life. She thinks she a spice with a pen filter. Now tell me what your life for. Life for, I don't see you in the riders. My dog, now tell me what your life for. Life for, you ain't hot in real life, no. If a girl want catfish, I'm catfishing back. Make it send your boy a snap, but I ain't snapping shit back. This independent on the gram, don't lie. We know what you're on when you're up in Dubai. So why's your sugar daddy looking like Wenger? That don't matter, she just want a big spender. Them little broke boys really couldn't tempt her. She the real bad, but she not bougie. She had my Snapchat looking like a movie. She had them man there looking all booky, like groupies. Why she got them man and looking
no one man can satisfy her. She need more wood for the fire. If that's your baby mama, what a wife her. Bro, I swear to God, I want a wife her.
Cause you're not real bad in real life, no. You're not that guy, tell me what your life for. You are not bad in real life. She thinks she a spice with a pen filter. Now tell me what your life for. Life for, I don't see you in the riders. My dog, now tell me what your life for. Life for, you ain't hot in real life, no.
Yo, what's up? This is Will.i.am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
One, six, game. At this age, how are them man still hating? My young boy in a different country, but he ain't ever been on vacation. One hand on a girl I'm dating, one hand on the cash I'm making. We come through like Funky Friday and have all your man them skating. I came in 550 on trainers. I look girl amazing, could be Bayesian, Trini or Haitian. She got a bag with flowers, if the trainers match I'll take it. Me and bro just shut down Gucci, had the whole of the shop floor waiting. Who's that girl in a line with a big behind?
behind us looking all tempting. If her friend is a dead thing, take one for the team with a brethren. Two paintings at the entrance want attention, but a man can't let them. She must think I'm a reverend. You ain't coming here getting redemption. No way. At this age, how are them man still hating? My young boy in a different country, but he ain't never been on vacation. One hand on a girl I'm dating, one hand on the cash I'm making. We come through like Funky Friday and have all your man them skating. I see them man skating now. I'm talking about running their legs. My youngin's in country plugging a Zed. He can't even butt me till nothing is left. I flood in my right, I flood in my left. I'm ducking your wife, I'm ducking the feds. The bell on the trap is buzzing again, but still I ain't trying to get busted by feds. Look, man, I ain't caught the bus in a sec. It's me and my Rambo cutting through West. The way that I went and just flooded my neck, I'm shocked that I ain't got a struggle for breath. When me and the missus be going on dates, she's holding a dipper, I'm holding her waist. Just see some pigs moving low in the main, so I phoned up my nigger and told him to play. Pen girl, you can HMU. I don't wanna cuddle in HUG. And I'm still shopping in HMV for all of my niggas in HMP. Heard you got a girl going DMU. If I DM'd you, would she DM me? Young black brother, I'm a stylish G. Man, I put the IC in IC3. They tell me I'm gifted and rep. Nothing was nice, used to live in a trap. Now if I go ask that chick for a snap, I could bet money she's giving me that. I'm always in Harrods, I'm filling a bag. Them niggas ain't winners, them niggas are mad. Gal at my vid and them bitches are bad. They get picked in the foreigns and ditched in the cap.
Game.
At this age, how are them man still hating? My young boy in a different country, but he ain't never been on vacation. One hand on a girl I'm dating, one hand on the cash I'm making. We come through like Funky Friday and have all your man them skating.
Now, if you want to support that song, Dave and Fredo, Funky Friday, I'm personally obsessed with it. But it's very, very, very close to being number one. You've got just the evening to get involved, buy it, stream it. I think buying it is definitely way, way, way more sort of useful in this situation. But they're fighting Calvin Harris and Sam Smith's 5-week reign at number one. And it's such a good track. I just think Dave is like next level amazing. We've chatted a lot about him on this show. Fredo also has been featuring on like plentiful bangers recently. And I really think you guys should support this. Go and buy it. And they're really keen to get to number one. Obviously, it'd be a huge deal. And it's a banger. It's actually a banger. I listened to it the other day like 4 times in a row without realizing, because it's just that beat. Is so good. The video features a lot of Gucci and expensive shit. Flowery Gucci everywhere. Monkeys, eagles, standard. It's kind of a bit like a Halloween film set up in a weird little mansion with the two of them sort of bopping around with all their expensive gear on. But listen, you should invest in these two because it's a banging single and let's get it to number one. Listen, Sam and Calvin, I don't even think they'd even mind. They're not even going to mind being knocked off 5 weeks in because they probably know that this is a banger. So just let them have it, okay? Now it's time to have a little chat about our champion. Oh my God, that was so shocking. You didn't tell me. You did that deliberately. I literally thought I pressed the wrong button. That's our new jingle. Let me listen to it again. I'm so shocked. You are champion. I love that. You, oh my God, guys, that literally made me shit my pants because my producers think it's really funny to fuck with me when I'm on air, like they've just done by not telling me they'd changed the champion theme tune. So usually I'd be expecting a really loud, you are, and instead we've got this beautiful new champion ringtone. You are champion. Love it. Where's that last one from, the champion bit? Oh, you can't. It's a well, I love it, girls. You've smashed it. And I'm going to play it again. You are champion. Love it. Love it. This week's champion, all of the girls in the studio are massive fans of this girl. We've all separately suggested her to each other about how much we like her. She's called Lizzo. I had a chat with her 4 years ago before I was at FUBAR Radio, sadly. But we're going to try and get her back in, aren't we, girls? We're going to try and get her back in. Just after she played Glastonbury 4 years ago, when she'd kind of just started coming to the UK and was just dabbling, she just released Lizzo Bangers, and I interviewed her, and she just blew my mind. Lizzo Bangers blew my mind. It was her latest album released in 2013. She was really captivating as a person, very friendly, very beautiful, and just had a really great energy about her. And her sort of authenticity was really clear. I found that was her debut album. And then Big Girl, Small World came out in 2015, just 1 year later. And then she dropped Coconut Oil, her EP. She's recently said, I have made a commitment to make feel good music. And I feel like that's kind of representing her lack of genre, because she sings, she raps, she performs, is how I'd describe Lizzo. She's a performer. She also twerks while playing the flute. So if you know anyone else that can twerk while playing the flute, then please do let me know. I'm really excited about her. And I know that she's actually right now, she's working on her unnamed album, expected early next year. But we're gonna play a couple of songs by her. In fact, I'll play a little one for you now. If you've not heard of Lizzo, if you do go into it, please go back and have a listen to her previous music, because all of it, it's just really, really brilliant. She's got some awesome videos out here. But one of her main amazing features is that she's incredibly positive. She's body confident. She shares that with the whole world. And in a really wonderful way, she makes other people join her and become body confident and confident in themselves. No matter who you are, she really champions diversity and celebrates it in all forms with a lot of her songs. But specifically, I feel very good when I listen to this song. It's called Good As Hell. The video is really awesome as well. It's just a lot of girls feeling good about themselves, having a lovely time, looking absolutely beautiful. But if you know anything about Lizzo, she is the feel-good queen, and she can make anybody, personally, I think, feel better about themselves. We're going to talk a little bit more about her tour with Haim after this. This is Good As Hell, Lizzo.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Good as hell. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Woo, girl, need to kick off your shoes. Gotta take a deep breath, time to focus on you. All the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila, I've been saving for you. And change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. Cause we don't love you anymore. So walk your fine ass out the door. And do your hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Check my nails, baby, how you feeling? And we gon' be all right. Hair toss, check my
Lizzo, good as hell. I'm just eating a crisp because I didn't realise that, for those of you out there who like ASMR, that's me eating a crisp. Good as hell, Lizzo. Sorry about that. We were just having a good old confab next door about how amazing Lizzo is, and then I got excited and ate a crisp, which is very unprofessional. Yummy. So, Lizzo, she went on tour with Haim. Haim went to see her and just found her like presence and her power on stage to be so good that they took her on tour with them. And then she also toured with Florence and the Machine, two very powerful female led artist, which is like wonderful. She's obviously right now she's not releasing any new music, so I'm not actually talking about someone who's dropped something new. These songs have been out just for a couple of months. The track I'm going to play next has been out for a couple of months, but it just felt really important to highlight how much I love her and how excited I am for her next album. She's a powerhouse of like femininity and spirit, and as I say, she can twerk whilst playing the flute. And I can't play the recorder, let alone the flute, and twerking, don't even talk to me about that. I cannot do that. She was a cover girl for Teen Vogue this year too. Go and check out. It's a really beautiful. In it, she kind of... Well, she's spoken about this before, but she talks about her... How she would describe it as a steady rise into the spotlight and how difficult it can be to kind of master that. And she was saying that... You kind of have to really big yourself up before you get on stage every night because you don't know. And actually, in my interview with her, she said the same thing. She was like, because I was saying how I was going to go and see her at Reading, which I did, which she was amazing. And she said, well, you know, I don't know that there's going to be 10 people out there or 100 or 1,000, because, you know, at the time she was just coming up. And I really respect the fact that she doesn't, you know, it's obviously a bit sad that she feels, because she's huge now and everybody, well, at least all of the people I know are buzzing about her, but that feeling of being a bit unsure and on the way up, because it doesn't always happen the way you think it's going to happen. It doesn't always happen all at once, but I feel like a lot of the producers that have worked with him, Grammy nominated producers like Ricky Reed, have said she and her career and her rise is going to make her such a long-standing artist, because it hasn't just happened in a snap second. It hasn't just been boom, she's famous. It's been hard work. You know, it's been hard work and it's been tough, but she's making great music, track on track on track on track. And I think, you know, when it gets to the point where all the music you're making, people are asking to work with you, people are getting on your radar and saying, excuse me, I want you in the studio with me, you know you're going the right way, and this is how things are going for Lizzo. She's awesome. I really, really love her. Please go and check out all of her music. The next track I'm going to play is her latest, most recent single, and actually just this week she dropped a remix for it, which you should go and check out, but you can also see the video for this. It's very, very good. She's just to give you a little idea, she's done loads of tracks, but go and check out Fitness and My Skin and Truth Hurts, because they're beautiful songs as well, but we didn't have time to play all of them today. Big up Lizzo. Big up for her chatting to me as well all those years ago, because it was such an enlightening experience for me. I'm a really big fan of hers. I'm a big fan of female rappers, but this girl doesn't just rap. She raps, she sings, twerks playing the flute. She's an exciting woman. She's an exciting woman, put it that way. So congratulations on her being the champion of the week. Champion. What an amazing jingle that is. So this is Boys, Lizzo. It's a banger. She's great. Please go check her out. Love her.
Hey, boy. What you say, boy? You tryna play coy like a Game Boy? Hit my phone, boy. Is your homeboy? Are you a lone boy? Come give me dome, boy. Got a boy with degrees, a boy in the streets, a boy on his knees, he a man in the sheets. Sheesh, it's all Greek to me. Got this boy speaking Spanish. I hit puppy. Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you a freak too. What's 2 + 2? Mississippi boys and the city boys. I like the pretty pretty boys with a bow tie. Get your nails did, let it blow dry. I like a big beard, I like a clean face. I don't discriminate, come and get a taste. From the playboys to the gay boys, go and slay boys, you my fave boys.
Baby, I don't need you, I don't need. I just wanna freak you, I want it. I heard you a freak too,
that's right.
What's 2 plus 2?
Tones of Tom Aspel.
I think me and Lizzie should start an artist project. I think that would be
she
amazing.
Wants to do Eurovision.
Do so you?
I so want to do it. A psychic
yes.
told me you're going to do really well in Eurovision.
Really?
Really
I feel like a plan brewing.
Right, actually, my singing ability is on Daily Mail Online.
So is your really good friend Meghan Markle. Lizzie did a little interview with
she's
Meghan.
Got my
and
vote.
They've obviously met before, and you're like, and she's like, oh, hey, babe, how
if
are
she,
you?
If she can pull some strings.
You give us you a vote. I mean? The royal vote. Oh, come on, there's a plan. I'll yeah. win it. I swear to God.
Well, we've just got Lizzie Cundy's entering Eurovision with a song written by Tom Aspel. Done.
Every
done.
Thursday. From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Shorty ain't ready, huh? She about to go for the hezzy, huh? Making her fly like confetti, huh? Yeah, lesson of the day, never get involved. Wasn't love at all, but I loved it all. Good times, bad times, things changed. Now he missing texts, never getting calls. Dickhead, might be a dickhead. The way down the notification has been read. I might just hit up the TL and fuck around instead. No good, bad news. Salty feeling like cashews. They don't wanna be that guy, but I'm that dude.
I don't wanna go, I don't wanna run, I don't wanna see you crying. No, I don't wanna run, I don't wanna go, but I'm no good for you.
For me, I'm not the one. Keep out of talk, don't save me none. Sinners gon' do what sinners do. You ain't no saint, you sinning too. Bad habits taking over, huh? Holy water with the doja, huh? All this shit I ain't supposed to. I only think about it when I'm sober, huh? Sip, sip, pass out. Not gonna lie, I've been maxed out. No good, bad man. Feeding for cash like a tax man. Love me and hate me, I probably won't change. Yeah, kind of a dick and I'm hella deranged.
I don't wanna go, I don't wanna run, I don't wanna see you crying. No, I don't
never cross the line. Cause you and me, that would be like poison wine. Yeah. Spilling up when it's over, drinking till it's over.
Francis Novotny featuring Keane's Woods. That is Sinner. And a song I'm completely obsessed with this week. Francis Novotny, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Swedish-born singer and producer, multi-instrumentalist. He is very new, very up and coming. This song really took me by surprise. I'd not heard of him before. I'd not checked out his stuff yet, and it just completely grabbed me. Keane's Woods is a Canadian rapper who, again, what fucking vocals, like, he's awesome. So, and also the vocals are by Francis, but he also produced the track. And then Keane's was on spitting on there too. It's just, I don't know why, I just, everything about it, like the beat, and the changes of the melody when you go through into the chorus. It's kind of like a futuristic Android style video to go and check it out. It's very visually pleasing. And who doesn't want a visually pleasing music video? I don't know. That's the answer. I have no idea. Now, I'm going to make my producer Hannah very happy now by talking about Charlie XCX, her favourite person in the whole world. So, Charlie XCX, as we knew last week, was dropping a song featuring Troye Sivan called 1999. The artwork alone was enough to sell me on this song. And it turns out it's a banger. Hannah's having a lovely dance, waving her hands from side to side. Oh, now she's doing some sort of body roll. Is that what they're called? What's it called? Oh, she just got her breasts everywhere. I can't concentrate, Hannah. So this track's called 1999. They've kind of done a Matrix-themed photo shoot alongside it. Now, she's just informed me two very exciting bits of information. Number one, the video for this song drops at 6 p.m. as soon as the show finishes. So head over and give it a quick watch. I feel like it's going to really blow our minds. Because Charlie XCX has been doing a lot of tweeting, asking people who their favourite 90s artists are, what their favourite Spice Girls song is, what their favourite, you know, Britney Spears song is. So I feel like this is going to be a very good video. And Troye is currently on his US tour with support from Ireland. Leland. I couldn't read that. My lovely producer just updating me. With support from Leland, who co-wrote the song. Oh, interesting. And Kim Petras, who's also Hannah's favourite person in the whole world. Troye Sivan as well. Love Troye Sivan. Everything about him. Seems like he'd be a total babe to party with. Let me know if you know, because me and Hannah want to go party with him. Don't we, Hannah? Troye Sivan, Charlie XCX, 1999. Video drops today at 6 p.m. Extra special secret, not so secret gig at Heaven this Saturday for Charlie too. Who knows? Maybe she'll bring Troye out. Although if he's on his US tour, maybe not. This is 1999, video dropping at 6 p.m.
I just wanna go back to 1999. Take a ride to my old neighborhood. I just wanna go back. Sing Hit Me Baby one more time. Wanna go.
I'm singing Michael Jackson. Nah, under pressure. Those days it was so much better. Feeling cool in my youth, I'm asking, does anyone remember how we did it back then?
Kaplan here, FUBAR Radio, with Harriet motherfucking Rose.
I could talk a little louder, put my red dress on. I could call you baby or not. When we go out, I'll make you prouder. Leave a good impression, so your friends tell their friends who you've got. There must be something about you. Why would you need to be corrupted by somebody like me? But I think it is, and the way you move makes me a little nervous. When you see me dance, I hope you can forgive. I meant to say I like it and nurse my bloody wounds in private, so you don't see we're divided differently.
Really had your heart. Ooh,
Nasty C's back with us. Babe, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
So lovely to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, I promised you I'd come back.
Yeah, you did.
I'm here now.
You promised me and now you're here.
Yeah, stick to my word.
You do. Dude, that's why I love you, though. That's why I love you, man. I was just reminiscing about the last time we met because we found out what Nasty C really means.
Mm-hmm. Corny story.
Nasty meow. Nasty meow. That's all I'm giving you. You have to go back and listen to the other interview.
Yeah.
How's things been since I last saw you? I mean, I know that they've been great, but I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Man, things have been going crazy. I dropped the album.
Strings and Bling.
Yeah, it did extremely well. It did way more than I expected it to. The singles also just shot to the sky. I just dropped the video for King. That also did crazy. It did something I'd never done before. It did like 2 million views.
Whoa.
in like a week and a half. That's crazy.
Just, you know, casual.
Yeah. I even started up a record label since I was here.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm telling you. Shit's been crazy.
You've become a real life adult and stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the video. You got actually ASAP Ferg was in it.
Mm-hmm.
King featuring ASAP Ferg,
yeah.
Which is always hard with artists because you're all over the world in different places. But you said to us, I'm going to New York to film this video with ASAP Ferg.
Yeah, and I did it.
And I was like, when are you doing it? And you were like, I don't know, just whenever my flight takes me there. And then you did it.
Yeah, we did it. I was lucky enough, our schedules were kind of like, you know, in sync. You know, when I was in New York, he had a bit of time off. So he was like doing mad studio time and whatever. So he had the time. Yeah, we did.
And he made the time for you, which is nice.
Yeah. No, he's cool. He's super chill.
Was it fun making the music video together?
Yeah, it didn't even feel like a music video. It just felt like we were just playing the song over and over again.
Just really gassed about your track.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the video. What was the idea behind it? Because it's quite extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's everything that I would expect from Nasty C. Because you always have very visceral videos.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
You know, with this one, we didn't want to do too much of like a story or overthink things. You know, we just wanted to have fun. You know, so I got a G-Wagon. I was just laying on top of it. I was turning
off. Yeah, now we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that looked very dangerous, didn't it?
No, okay. It wasn't. It was a lot of fun.
Listen, I was worried for you when you were riding on top of a car.
Why?
Because you were riding on top of a car.
So it wasn't going that fast. It was,
okay.
It was cool.
You sure?
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay, well, you looked cool on it, but I was worried about the dangers, health and safety and all that. I'm always worrying about you.
You sound like my big sis.
Yeah, I'm your big sis. I can be your mum, I can be your big sis, I can be everything.
All right, thank you.
But it's a really nice video, and as I say, lovely to get you two together, and it always has a very high quality, which I guess is why you get all the millions and millions of views. The quality of your videos are always very sick.
That's very important. You always have to give the fans, you know, quality, because they wait for it, they support it. So you have to put it extra, you know.
And it's hardly been out any time at all, and to get over 2 million views already.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, for me, that's crazy, especially where I'm from. Like, that's unheard of where I'm from.
How do you feel about that? How's it made you feel to get that milestone?
I'm very happy. Proud of myself and my fans, you know.
Yeah, because your fans are like really passionate about you and really passionate about, because I remember like when you were here last time, you were shouting them out to like come to England to see you, and they probably did.
Yeah, they pulled up. Some of them did.
Oh my
some
god.
Some of them drove from like
Leicester.
Yeah, they drove.
Oh my god, say that again though, because that was so sweet. Leicester.
Oh, are you mocking me right now?
Only a little bit. No, do you know what, we've got loads of really weird place names that are not exactly how they're spelled at all.
Oh yeah. That's why I thought it was Leicester.
Yeah, but...
But it was dope, man. My fans always come through for me.
They love you.
Yeah, I did a show in Durban. I'm on tour right now, so I did a show in Durban.
The Iverson tour.
Yeah, the Iverson tour. And it's like, it was 7,000 people.
Fuck.
But it was mostly kids, and kids were writing exams.
Oh.
So it's like exam season right now. Everyone's supposed to be studying like hard.
Oh, so you're in trouble.
No, I'm not in trouble. You know, I gave them a great night. Just so they're not so stressed. You know?
At the end, did you do like a quick maths tutorial? Just like, okay, guys, so this is pi and 2 divided by 4.
I should have. That would have been a dope thing to do on stage, actually.
Just a little one-on-one Q&A about, like, English literature.
I should have done that. I should have.
Next time. So you're in the UK because you are playing Electro Works tonight.
Yep.
Very, very, very exciting day for you then.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
You got.
It's like, I performed here a couple times, but this time it's my show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, I have to win the fans over this time. So if you come there, it's like you're going to have to decide at the end of the night whether you're rocking with Nasty C or not.
I'm rocking with Nasty C, just so you
oh,
know.
Oh, you are? Oh, man, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm rocking. I was rocking from the minute I met you.
Damn, that's love. Thank you.
It's 100% love. You're too nice and too good at music to not love.
Thank you.
You're also popping off to Surrey and Manchester. You're playing with... Oh, the Manchester gigs is sick because Steph London's playing, Young Bane, Sneak Bo.
Yeah.
Have you met any of those artists before?
No, I haven't.
That'll be sick to like roll through with them. Maybe you can do some collabs because I can see a sick collab coming from that.
Steph London.
Yeah, she's a total babe as well. Yeah. She's been on the show before. She's a very lovely girl.
Yeah.
Say hi from us when you see her.
I will.
And then, of course, Charlie Sloth. You're with Charlie Sloth tomorrow night. And you're going to university, which means it's going to go off. Because I don't know if
I'm excited about that.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to a university in England, right? But we're pretty mental when we're at university.
Right.
Everyone goes pretty crazy. There's quite a lot of alcohol involved.
At the university?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it like a school?
Yeah, yeah. But after you finish the school bit,
okay,
you go to Pound a Pint, which is where you have pints for a pound. And things can get messy. But it means that you're guaranteed a very...
Within the facility?
Yeah. Not... In your lecture room, there's like bars.
I was like, what?
You're like, where is this uni? I need to go.
Yeah, I was like,
No, it's like on the campus. So they like to kind of, you know, keep it all close by. But you will definitely have a good night there.
I'm looking forward to that.
Tell me a little bit about prepping for these kind of, because as you say, that's two different, whole different nights. Tonight is all about you. And then you're playing with other artists for the other two. What does it feel different doing those two different performances, or is it all...
It is different in a way, you know. When I do my own show, I have to... It's like I'm introducing myself to somebody, so I have to go the whole way. You know, I have to do the turn-up joints, I have to do the songs that they might know, and I need to, like, take a risk and do stuff that I don't even normally perform at, like, festivals. Personal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like the deep songs.
You want to get to know your audience, I guess.
Yeah. And they have to get to know me, because they have to decide whether or not they work with me. I don't want that, that song was cool, but I'm not feeling this one. I need to give you a whole, you know, like, three different types of music within my set.
You want people to feel consistently rocked with.
I need people to go, that's an artist right there. Yeah, when they leave. You know, and when I'm performing at shows where there's, like, other big acts, I might just do the bangers, the ones I'm pretty certain we're going to get lit to and turn up to.
Yeah. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense because you're. But it also feels good to be doing those different shows next to each other as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Be pretty emotionally draining to do that show every night for a while, you know?
Oh, yeah, no. That wouldn't be healthy.
Tell me about the Iverson tour.
That's the show I was telling you about in Durban.
So
that's my tour right there.
And it went really well, and you're doing any more dates when you get back?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm doing Namibia, I think, on the 9th. I'm doing Cape Town on the 30th. I'm doing Johannesburg on the 20th of this month, flying right out to Nigeria that same night.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing Bloom, I think, on the 24th of November, I think.
Sounds like a hard
life. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Sounds wonderful, mate.
Yeah, and that tour is like my baby, man.
Yeah, because it's your, like, place, you know?
It's my thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I get to put on all my other friends on the lineup, and I get to give, like, these kids a shot to get on stage and perform to, like, thousands of people. It's pretty dope.
And you've always kind of been like that, because when you last came in, you were like shouting out other artists from your home and like,
yeah, I have to.
You know, saying you might not have heard of this person, but blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's so important, I think.
Yeah, man. We have to do that. Cause, I mean, it. You're wasting the opportunity that you're given if you don't reach back. You know? You're supposed to pass the rope back. So that
oh, that's a back. Quote and a half, Nasty C. We'll write that down and put it in italics.
Doing t-shirts.
Yeah. Let's do some t-shirts.
Yeah.
So when you do go back, when you play in all those different places, does it still all feel like home? Because you're kind of...
Because
like,
of my fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of my fans, yes. But, I mean, you find like as some countries just get so lit, like you can never compare it with anywhere else, not even home. Like I was in Namibia a couple months ago, and they were just so lit. The sound was bad because I was booked for a show, and I think they hired like cheap production people.
Oh,
the sound
no.
was bad, but the crowd did not care. Like they were just going mad.
Was it because was it like super quiet, the sound, or was it just really badly done?
It was distorting. The microphone would chip and chip out. Where it's like I'm shouting, but no one can hear nothing. But people are still wilding. Like they didn't care.
So wait, what do you do when that happens?
I'm used to it now, so I actually, since I came in the game, I think I've been very different because I know how to handle that type of stuff. Every time I get off stage, even when I was like a couple months in the game and the sound would like go off while I was on stage, I'd always improvise and I'd always get off stage and people go, "You're gonna go far, kid. You're humble." Because a lot of artists, when that happens, they just throw the mic and they throw a tantrum and then they just leave.
Oh, yeah.
I improvise when it happens. I might do an acapella, might get them to clap. I might sing to one in the crowd and then tell them to raise their voice and then other people join in and some shit like that.
Sing along?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. What's the worst kind of accident or, like, situation where you're like, oh, man, this is a nightmare when you've been on stage? Like tripping over, because I feel like that kind of thing I would do all the time.
Oh, I fell.
Oh.
Yeah, my boots, my laces on my boots kind of tangled up and I fell. So crazy. And it was in a war show, so it was live on TV.
But that's the best.
Across Africa.
That's the best because everyone remembers it.
Yeah, like, I know. No, but nobody really saw it except the people that were there. Yeah, because people on Twitter didn't really see it. Like, they just heard because other people tweeted, but they didn't really see it. I was just as I was coming out on stage.
Would you rather that everyone had like a little video clip of it?
Yeah.
They could do a little remix.
I feel like if you want to be a rock star, you have to fall on stage. You have to do something ridiculous on stage.
I have seen, like, when was it that Drake fell? And it was like crazy funny because he was like, it's like when you're doing that thing where you're like in the moment doing it.
Yeah, you're about to come out.
And then it's literally, he was like in the middle of a song and he just walked backwards and it was just like, and he's disappeared. And that's the best.
Oh yeah, I think I know that video. I know that video. Mine wouldn't have been that funny. Mine was like clumsy. It was like cringe type.
Yeah, but listen, you came off it. It was fine. Like, you lived it.
Yeah, it was dope. It was cool.
What was that for? An awards show?
Yeah, an awards show in Ghana.
Were you winning an award? Is that what you were walking to?
No, I was performing. Oh, that would have been bad if I was winning the award and I failed. That would have been
so
twisted.
When you got back up, how did you feel? Just
cause and I just got an award from that same award show about 3 days ago. Oh. I just won.
Yeah, but listen, you've got to have those moments to bring you back down to earth, haven't you?
Yeah, you have to.
So while you're in the United Kingdom, is this the first time you're going to have been to Manchester when you go?
I think so, yeah.
So are you doing anything? Are you going to be like tasting any of the cuisines? Are you going to be getting to know the UK or is it straight in
and
out?
Is it that different from
Manchester? Yeah. Like, the thing about the UK is, well, I say that now, it's pretty similar, but we've all got our little bits and bobs that are ours. Like in London, okay. I'd say basically the main, because we talked about like food a lot before, but the main foods in the UK are like fish and chips and roast dinners. In the north of England, which is where Manchester is, pies are a big deal.
What kind of pies? Our pies are different from American pies.
Wait.
Our pies is like, you get mutton curry. And it's inside the pastry. It's not on top of it.
Whoa,
it's
what?
Yeah, see, I know it would be different.
You do this every
time. I probably have a pie because that's very different from our version of like a pie.
No, you need to talk me through how the fuck you get meat inside the...
It is so dope. Even like chicken and mushroom inside the pastry. It's amazing. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
I'm shook.
but I've never had this version of pie, so I'm
okay, so we just have like pastry on top of...
You have it on top?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, the pastry on top of the pie?
Yeah, the pie is like pastry on the bottom, pastry on the top.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not like in between. It's like two separate bits of pastry.
Yeah. And is it closed?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's similar. All right.
Okay, you're going to like it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Nat, is there any other Manchester cuisines that I should be telling Nasty C about? I don't think there is there? Pies is probably the one. Pie and mash. Pie and mash is quite London as well, though.
Pie and mash at the same time?
No. Yeah. What did you say? Jelly deals? Oh, yeah, that's a local London one. You should try them. Don't try them. I've never tried them. I've lived here for a long time.
What is it called? Jelly what?
Jellied eels.
Jellied eels.
It's eels that are in jelly. It's disgusting.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound nice.
Because I know that you miss food from home when you come away.
Yeah.
But how long have you got till you go home?
I'm going home on Sunday.
Oh, really quick.
But I think as soon as I land, I'm going to have to go to Namibia. To like the schools because my show is going there on the 24th, so I might not have to. Like, I'm all over the place right now.
Are you okay? Do you need big sister?
Yes, I do. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I have a patch. I just put a patch on right now, just before I came in here, because I don't know if I have a shin splint or something.
Oh no! Yeah. From all the jumping around.
And it's from 2 years ago.
Ooh.
Imagine. And it's the pain is just coming back right now. And right now it's ridiculous because I can't even like walk properly.
And I feel like you're one of those people that would just get on stage and do it anyway. Yeah. Which a doctor would be very upset with.
They're always upset.
Do you know what? You should stop riding on the top of cars and then maybe you'd
be
safer.
No, it's not from that. It's not from that. You know what's crazy? I feel like the last few doctors that I've been to, like the last four doctors, they don't know what they're doing. Because they all just... The last one was like ridiculous because he just told me... He didn't prescribe no medicine for me. He didn't give me no painkillers, nothing. He just told me, jump on the other leg.
Jump, sorry?
That's what he said. That was his words of advice. He was like, don't jump on that leg anymore. Just jump on the other leg and you'll be fine.
So he wants you to hop on one leg on stage?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
That was crazy.
You need to get me his number. I need to know this doctor's details. He sounds awesome.
Man, he sucks. I'm not even mad at
him. He does suck. He does suck. So tell me a little about how you feel about Strings and Bling now. It's out. It's kind of... Because elements of it were quite personal for you.
Yeah.
Of that album. Mm. And I know at the time, like, even the name Strings and Bling had, you know, a lot of basis and sort of a personal link with you and your journey. How do you feel about it now? It's out in the world and people are loving it and giving you feedback.
I'm happy, you know, people get to hear some of the music that I've been playing, like, religiously. And I'm just happy they get to hear it, though, because that's what I've been playing for, like, the past year, I think.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've been playing. The reception is crazy. Like, the way people relate to some of the songs is insane, also. Like, some kids send me videos where they singing, and in the middle of just singing a song, they just end up crying, and that's crazy.
Because you do a lot of, do you still have that open WhatsApp with like every single one of your fans?
I do, but I put it on pause.
Jesus, man. Yeah, I was worried. Pause. Like, that is so stressful.
Yeah, I had to put that on pause. I think it's a very important season right now for everyone that's in school. So I don't need no type of distractions like that.
You're so good. You're such a nice person. Yeah,
thank you.
You're such a nice person. You know when you did the track and it was released with ASAP Ferg, and now we've got the visuals as well. I think this is even more amplified.
Yeah.
Did you feel like your American presence got a lot bigger?
Yeah, definitely. My American following is number two right now after South Africa, and that's crazy. That's
really?
A huge jump.
And
yeah, because it was South Africa, Nigeria, and I think a bunch of other African countries, and then America. But
wow.
Now America's number two.
Because that's what happens. Like if a song hits, they'll go back through your back catalog.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've got fans in the UK in Leicester.
Yeah, Leicester.
But yeah, like, have you found that, you know, you've been hearing a lot from the UK as well?
Yeah. My whole thing shuffled. My whole stat kind of shuffled. It's like, it's crazy. Mexico is like up there now, like top seven. That's insane.
And you know what? Like, having Mexico on your side musically is the most incredible because there's such a large and dedicated fan base.
Yeah, I know. I know that for sure. That's how Hispanic music is doing so good right now, like, in the industry.
Do you like, what are you thinking about the sort of new wave of, like, Hispanic?
I definitely do collabs.
Oh,
I wouldn't
yeah.
I wouldn't try that genre on my own.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I know
definitely
what you
do collabs. They're crazy. Yeah, they're doing crazy numbers, too. It's insane.
So you've obviously done ASAP Ferg, and you've had a lot of collabs in your lifetime, but is there anyone else you're looking at now as the next stop on the collab train?
Steel, Adele, and Young Thug.
Adele's gonna happen, man. I think it's gonna happen.
It definitely is. Watch how everybody's just gonna be like, oh shit, when it finally happens.
Yeah.
Adele, Thug, Wayne, Future, Travis Scott.
What do you think about Lil Wayne's new album?
I love it.
Oh my god, I love it.
I was so happy when it dropped. I was, because Wayne's like one of the reasons why I even started rapping.
Yeah, because he was one of the guys that used to listen to in the car on the way to school, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Naughty.
So when he dropped that, I was happy. I was so happy that whole day. I was smiling.
I don't know if you've seen like the little videos he puts out with his kids, but he just seems like the sweetest guy ever.
Yeah. He changed, man. He went from being like cocky, goat Wayne. Now he's like humble and he's just taking care of business, which is dope.
And he really is, because like he's even said, like, the most important thing in my life is my kids and then my music, which I think
it's
a noble thing to admit in the music industry.
You gotta respect that. That's respectable.
And he's got some sick collaborations on that album as well.
Yeah. And I know he's hiding a lot of music, which is dope, as dope and even like doper than the Carter 5. So I'm just looking forward to that.
I actually think he's my top favorite for you to do a collab with. I think that would be next level.
That would be insane.
That would be next level.
Yeah, that would be insane.
I think that's achievable for the next step, though. Next album.
Okay, that's a good aim.
Let's go.
You're supposed to aim high.
Are you working on new music, or are you literally too busy being everywhere all over the world?
I haven't recorded since like a month ago.
Are you itching or are you feeling okay about
it? Yeah, I need to record. I have my equipment with me. I travel with it, but I haven't even like unpacked or set up my microphone and none of that. And that makes me sad a little bit.
You have like a travel studio?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. No, it's just the Mac, sound card, microphone, earphones, that's it. But it works. Most of my hits came from like hotel studio vibes.
That's the thing though.
Yeah.
You've got to kind of, you've come from that though. Like you've come from just recording it in your room.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm used to it. Very used to it.
And you're making some bangers now, so it doesn't matter if it's recorded in your hotel room or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great time on the rest of your trip.
Thank you.
I hope we treat you right tonight from London.
Yes.
At the Electroworks.
People, you need to come out.
Oh, know, they will be out.
Come mess with me.
And we will treat you well, I'm sure. You're going to bring it, I'm sure. But it'll be, it's really exciting that you've been back. And the last time we saw you, you were really looking forward to doing, and you've been doing London gigs since then.
Yeah.
But it's just nice to see you kind of being back here and doing more gigs. It's really cool.
Definitely.
Keep coming back, yeah?
I will.
Should we play a little bit of music?
Yes.
I think we're going to play King. This has to be like genuinely my favourite song on the album. Even I know it's the lead single, but like it is my favourite song on the
appreciate
album.
Appreciate you.
And the video, everyone needs to go and check it out. Nasty C in the building. If you can, and if you're around tonight, I don't know if there's tickets left, but try and head down. Maybe you can get one on the door. Electroworks tonight, because it's going to go off. Can you introduce...
Oh, they can even get it. They can even get it on my Instagram. I think I have the link. The link on the flyer. Yeah, they can get the tickets online. @nasty_CSA.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Can you introduce King for us?
It's the coolest kid in Africa, Mr. Jiggy Jigga, Mr. Strings and Bling, featuring Fergavelli, SF Ferg. This right here is King. You did.
Yes.
Your niggas got balls talking all that shit. Niggas these days talk more than a bitch. Internet gangster, click boy click. Shut the fuck up, dawg. Sit boy sit. Me and fake niggas, we just don't mix. They hugging too tight, now it's dick on dick. I take what I take, cause it helps me think. You should be careful what you put in your drink, little boy.
35 womanizer, yeah. Turn her on to bad little bitch from Niger.
Dick, yeah.
I feed her to love just before I pipe her. Me and my niggas ahead of the time, yeah. Put the future behind us, King. We don't fuck with that boy, take him off of the lineup, King. He's got a hoe inside him, look at his timeline, King. I just came from Kenya, I'm headed to Ghana, King. And now I'm serious, the shine is too real, it might fuck with your iris. Witness amazing things, fuck with a winner, darling. Push start, I'm whipping the devil's card. How you say it? Bomb main. Please don't mention our names. You'll be then fucking with a shark tank. We get straight to it, point blank. We get real busy, long days. You just log in and tweet long threads. It's ironic how all of my girls would give me the gold, but they all red. I've been dreaming big since a small bed. I didn't do no talking, wasn't on Ted. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Bitch, you ever shut the fuck up?
You niggas got balls talking all that shit. Niggas these days talk more than a bitch. Internet gangster, click boy click. Shut the fuck up, dawg. Sit boy sit. Me and fake niggas, we just don't mix. They hugging too tight, now it's dick on dick. I take what I take, cause it helps me think. You should be careful what you put in your drink, little boy.
35 womanizer, yeah.
Turn her on to bad little bitch from Niger.
Dick, yeah.
I feed her to love just before I pipe her. Me and my niggas ahead of the time, yeah. Put the future behind us, King.
This is my jello fella. New Adidas deal, now a nigga getting better cheddar. Got the brand new Pele leather. BB Simon, Ho Beretta. Alexander Wayne campaign, Kendall Kali Pella. Now I'm with them in a fashion show. All my niggas got it on them. They don't wanna blast a hoe. Don't know why you capping dope. I don't wanna keep a hoe. Barking like a cute dog. Pretty like a capadoe. Woo! Cozy boy relaxing though. Rest in peace to Yemi, he the reason why I'm stacking dope. I'ma stick it up to heaven before I die. Make a Billy, got my bars in a felon. Hood pole far from a river nigga tall. Greasy hit him with a slap of Macalep. Boom, boom, boom! Nasty C and Ferg, a Billy trap law on the belly, finna get the money.
Niggas got balls talking all that shit. Niggas these days talk more than a bitch. Internet gangster, click boy click. Shut the fuck up, dog. Sit boy sit. Me and fake niggas, we just don't mix. They hugging too tight, now it's dick on dick. I take what I take, cause it helps me think. You should be careful what you put in your drink, little boy.
35 womanizer,
yeah.
Turn her on to bad little bitch from Niger.
Dick, yeah.
I feed her to love just before I pipe her.
Me and my niggas ahead of the time, yeah. Put the future behind us, King.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is Fubar Radio. What's good?
And I just took my DNA test. Dun da da. 100% Nigerian. Baba. When you gonna learn? Can't frame a earner. Came with the noose. I freed myself like Matt Turner. Sucker free. Purge myself from the parasites. Bark is Garvey likes. On my Instagram, Garveyites. Rebel tone. Born in the middle of the cyclone. Revelation talker. That's the beast with the 10 horns. And I just took my DNA test. Dun da da. 100% Nigerian. When you gonna learn a? Can't frame a earner. Came with the noose, I free myself like Nat Turner. Still we rumble in the jungle when we fighting dark forces. We Olympians like Hollywood, be lighting up the torches. See the projects turn haunted when I heard the fiends scream. Too much candy, man, candy, man, candy, man. E-O-D. You will get tempted to what the devil came up to you. Till you pick a boo, pick a boo. Here's a crib out in Malibu. Pilots ready to take off, the rocket ready to launch it. The farmers ready to pick up, gorillas ready to stick up. And I just took my DNA test, dun da da, 100% Nigerian, baba. When you gonna learn a? Can't frame a earner. Came with the noose, I free myself like Nat Turner. Once upon a time in America, this Jersey boy lived on Utica. All my souls was down in Florida. General like to sell over y'all. When Nancy Reagan told her hooks ain't over drugs, a Harvey Ronald Reagan was the blood. Patience is a virtue but not for consignment. You would think it's me to die the way they die. Only thing that remains is his remain. You don't need any clean in his parking. He got shot, he ain't calling cops. Mystery like Alfred Hitchcock. We're back on the block. I just took my DNA test, dun da da, 100% Nigerian, baba. When you gonna learn a? Can't frame a earner. Came with the news, I free myself like Nat Turner. Just took my DNA test, dun da da, 100% Nigerian, baba. When you gonna learn a? Can't frame a earner. Came with the news, I free myself like Nat Turner.
Back in school.
Good morning, class. Good morning, class. Class, it's morning time. Good, cause in many hoods, where clavicles caress many hoods, metal detectors greet us before our teachers do. Class, it's morning time because blood vessels burst more than gushes do, and sweet be the taste of survival when peace just tastes like denial. What I mean is, every class must begin after 12, so there won't be any more mourning. Good. God wears a hood in this testament. Heaven be the hood in this testament. The first lesson is, class, you don't need a cap and gown to walk across the stage. All you need is a mind, a body, a pen, and a page.
Hey yo, that's all good, but how much you got on the weed?
Wyclef Jean prepping us for his upcoming project, Wyclef Goes Back to School. That was premiered as a world record on Zane Lowe's show. He performed recently at a register. Basically, in America, they've been registering to vote. Last week, I think it was, and it was kind of, there was this big initiative and this big drive to get people to go. So this place organized like a party where Wyclef Jean performed, and you got free drinks, and all you had to do was go and sign up to vote. So obviously, this guy sold hundreds of millions of albums worldwide and won several Grammy Awards and done a lot of bangers that I play every time I DJ. This song really took me and was like, I was just like, wow, this is incredible. I think he's going to do something different with this album. Wyclef Goes Back to School, I think it's going to be a very, very high level of talent, high level of production. I'm excited to see what comes out of it. But that is the track that I heard this week, and I wanted to play it this on the show because I felt very, very excited about his new album. I'm not sure when it's dropping, but it's called Wyclef Goes Back to School. I'm sure if you follow on his socials, you'll be able to keep up to date with what's going on and when is it going to be out and all that stuff. So I'm going to play another song now in a second, but I just want to say thanks to our guests so far. It's been such a lovely, lovely show. By the way, I don't know if any of you have got Glastonbury tickets yet, but I know that the tickets have gone up. Don't panic if you haven't. By the way, there is going to be more resales. I know this year is going to be a big year because the suspected headliners are like Paul McCartney, Madonna, Spice Girls, Kendrick Lamar, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, Taylor Swift, The Beach Boys, Stormzy. Who? Paul Bolton. Yeah. Oh, Michael Bolton. Honestly, pay to see that guy. Get those abs out, Michael Bolton. I would guess Spice Girls definitely, Madonna definitely headlining. Elton John, I'd love to see that. Fleetwood Mac, obviously, we've all been gagging for that. Stormzy would be incredible. I feel like Stormzy will do the set that Skepta did at Glastonbury, which is like, in my opinion, one of the best sets. It's kind of like 4 or 5 o'clock on the main stage and everyone is so chilled and ready to rumble and it's just like a very good time to play. By the way, earlier I played Lily Moore, who's I played her track "I Will Never Be" before Nasty C came in, and she's supported people like Tom Grennan, George Ezra, James Bay, and she's on her headline tour. She played the Omira the other day. Her new EP "I Will Never Be" just dropped as well, and that's the lead single that everyone's buzzing about. She started off busking in her hometown of Brighton, same as Grace Carter. I don't know if Grace Carter bussed, but she was definitely from Brighton. And loads of people are saying that they're kind of linking her to Amy Winehouse. And I just really love that song, so I wanted to give it a good old play for you. Now, we're going to get Craze 24 in a little second. So before we do that, I don't know if you have heard of this band, Indoor Pets, but we're going to play their track right now. And I've got a little secret fact about them and see if you guess it on the way out. This is High. You can check out their brand new video for this as well. It's online now.
Thank you.
guys must remember Getting You It. They came in here a little while ago. That is their new name and new band, so make sure you check them out. They're very cool. I like them a lot. Craze24's with me.
What's going on, people?
How are you, babe?
I'm fine, beautiful. Yourself?
Very, very, very good. Now, exciting, because you've got a gig tonight.
I have. I'm at Lotus Bar this evening. Tan Up Thursdays, Style of G's event.
Sick.
Yep, so you can catch me this evening.
Busy day today.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to play We Run the Roads a little bit later, which is the first track from your forthcoming, what might be an EP, might be an LP.
Yeah, I'm in two minds at the minute.
So tell us a little bit about it. So it's obviously going really well if you're working on it and you're thinking of extending it.
Yeah, I've got a lot of music. That's what it is. And I've got, I'm getting very good feedback from a lot of songs that I wasn't going to include in the project.
Sick.
So kind of contemplating whether putting them on the project, putting them all together and just making it a larger body of work, LP.
And do you think you'll keep the It Is What It Is name, or are you going to...
I'm in two minds, to be honest. If I put more work on it, then I'll probably change the name.
Yeah, because you've got to kind of rebrand what you've done, right?
That's right, yeah.
So We Run the Roads, let's talk a little bit about that, featuring Big Ven. It's kind of talking about the frustrations of... and the realities of life, especially in inner city life and life in London. Yeah. And I wanted to hear a little bit about it from your perspective. Like, what was the track? What does the track mean for you?
It's basically addressing the people and reminding them that we're in charge and we run the roads, mm-hmm. not the government or the police or anyone, like any bodies like that. It's actually the people. So it's just saying that we, the people, run the roads. And it's not where we live, like in London, it's not the way it's portrayed. Like, mm-hmm. there are gritty, poor, hard areas where people are struggling
a lot. 100%. Yeah. And I think sometimes it's difficult to see that if you're not in it at that moment, you know, so drawing attention to it is just as important.
Yeah, just putting a spotlight on it so people can just see that it's not just a queen, we ain't got loads of money, the streets ain't made of gold over here. Like, there's poverty, there's people struggling.
Mm-hmm. And you've come from essentially the beginning of grime, when Lord of the Mics and Channel U were huge.
Yep.
How do you feel about the kind of difference? Because grime was big then.
Yep.
Grime is big now. It's big in a different way. How do you feel? How do you perceive that sort of change and that development in the industry and in grime music?
I think it's developed very well. Very, very, very well. I wouldn't have perceived it doing as well as it's doing right now. But mm-hmm. I would say that there is elements that I think are missing. Like, I do think we're missing more of the positive side in regards to the scene itself.
Okay.
So, like, when I was growing up, there was a lot of different music that you could tap into, where you had message music, like, where people was talking about the struggle or social, political issues that we're going through, and not just about the fun and the excitement. So, yeah, I think a little bit more positive messages added to it will kind of give it a good balance.
That's a really interesting thing, because obviously, in general, yeah, you're right. It kind of does touch on the lifestyle of having money. And there are artists that are touching on, like, if you look at Stormzy's album, you know, there's elements in there of emotion and kind of...
Yeah, Stormzy's album is excellent. Stormzy's on the right track, definitely.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the big artists are, you know, as you say, do you mean more of, like, the up-and-coming younger... kids are kind of talking about more superficial things.
Yeah, well, the up and coming, the youngers are always going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do think it's more like the olders that are in the scene to kind of guide them and do that through the music, and not just doing the same thing as them, but kind of leading by example and showing them there's a different angle.
And do you miss kind of like Channel U and that vibe?
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much, very much. Like, I like the way the scene is now. You've got Link Up, you've got Grime Daily, you've got SBTV.
Which are awesome platforms.
Definitely.
And they are doing what Channel U did.
Definitely.
But big in up, a different way.
Big up all three of you. Yeah, you're doing very well. But Channel U, it was something special. To me, it was very special.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice, though, to see that kind of change and, like, be part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
And now you're back, you're creating this piece of work with the most insane amount of features.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people
like
involved.
I'm looking here at this list, Stylo G, DEE, like, I'm looking down, it's like crazy.
There's a lot of people. I don't even want you to call all the names out. I want to keep some surprises in the bag.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about, well, who can you tell us about, and also how and why have you put them on the tracks? Like, what's made you put certain people on certain tracks?
Well, with DEE, I always wanted to do a grime track. And I've always respected DEE as an artist. I've, for a long time, I've admired him and thought he's done very well. So
Which is a nice reason to have an artist on your song.
Yeah, because I'm a fan of his work. Yeah. So then working with him was excellent. And that's the same with every artist that has featured on the project. Like, I'm a fan of everybody's work that's on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got to be, haven't you?
Definitely.
And so is this going to be quite a feature-heavy project, you think?
I think, yeah. The first project is going to be very feature-heavy. The second one, I'm going to kind of thin it down a bit more, but...
Make it more you, just
you. Make it just me, yeah. Well, still features, but, yeah, a lot more just me.
And, of course, you've already had, like, and you still are having a fruitful career, performing alongside some massive people.
Yeah.
You know, you've performed with Nas, The Game, Ghostface Killah, like, crazy. 50 Cent, Lil Wayne... Firstly, who was your favourite? Who's like the pinnacle for you that of a gig that you've played with someone
performing
else?
Performing-wise, I would say T-Pain.
Yeah, sick.
And it was just his energy. It was the way that he was normal.
He was a nice guy.
He was normal. He fitted in. He wasn't scared. I was with quite a large entourage most of the time when I go to shows.
Yeah.
And he wasn't intimidated or anything. He just fitted in. And it was like he was part of the family. And then he stopped his performance halfway through, called me to the front, said, "You're one of the best things I've seen in the UK."
Sick.
Yeah, it was very good.
That's one of those moments as well that you're like, you know you're doing something right if that happens.
Definitely.
And do you think you'd like to do more of those, like more kind of performing with other artists on lineups and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm going to focus more on the performance side of things next year.
And do you think that you'd, because obviously a lot of these are American artists, is there any UK artists that you're massively, obviously you've mentioned DWE, any UK artists that at the moment you're thinking literally they're really up my street, I'm loving what they're doing?
There's a few, to be honest. I like what Getz has done with his last single, The Black Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Big up Getz all day, every day.
Yeah.
Wretch 3-2, that's my guy there. Like,
such a nice guy as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I respect
like
everything he does. I like his music, and he's someone I want to work with in the future, definitely. But there are a lot of different people in the scene for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's an exciting time for people in the scene, I think.
Definitely.
Because there's a lot of people helping each other.
Yeah.
And working with each
other. Which is the best way. One hand washes the other. Both wash the face. So you've got to work together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, I like that phrase. I never heard that before. It's sick. So what's the plan for tonight? How many tracks are you playing? Do you know? Or is it like a bit of a freestyle?
Yes, a bit of a freestyle. I'm going to definitely do We Run The Roads. And I've got another track called Salute The Man Them that I'm thinking of like doing for the first time tonight.
So, oh, yeah. Sick. Because yeah. I was going to say, is it a bit weird? Because you're obviously working in between two minds of an EP and an LP for this next project. So it's like, how much can you give away before?
That's what it is. But I've got a few tracks that are definite. And they're good tracks.
They're the ones that are ready to go.
So I know that I can perform them alongside We Run The Roads. And I've got the We Run The Roads remix at the minute. So that's something that's going to be coming out very soon.
And it's got that one's got a lot of features on it.
That one's got a lot of features. That's got, it's like 7 minutes.
Sick. Sick. Okay, well, we need to just keep watching your at Craze24 socials to make sure we're on the pulse of when you're going to be dropping this. Because we don't have an exact date yet, do we?
We don't have an exact date. We know the remix is coming out next month, end of November.
Perfect.
And then just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Early next year, I guess, we'll have some more music and then lots of performances.
Definitely.
Sick. Well, it's been lovely to have you. Thanks so much for coming through.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
I hope you smash it. Can you introduce We Run The Roads for me?
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Craze24, and you're about to listen to We Run The Roads featuring Big Ven.
Now you can find me out in London, chilling in them dungeons, just around the corner from the Windsors and the Buckinghams. The riders don't talk about Stebby Buckingham. So if you find yourself right here, you don't, you might get a leg, furthermore a head, furthermore your face off at close range, or you might get your chain popped, jaws in your jet, find yourself on crime, watch this ain't a game, it's L-O-N-D-O. And I'm in New Cross, Brixton, Petnam, the straight war zone, Afghan, Vietnam. I know you heard about gigs, but did you know you get just for walking with the wrong colours in your gown? We ain't the Bloods or the Crips, but we're repping hard. Even the youngers carry fire. The sort of mass longer than your arms. Sister, the oysters and travel cars.
See, I'm from a place where man get liquid as straight, I air for a straight stare. I beg you don't go there. See, hard times just mean you going harder. Then try to deny the facts, them to water harder. See, we run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here, we run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here, we run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here, we run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here.
We down in all the ghetto where the poor and the happy
coveting, so don't be coming on my corner and parading with your bling. I know you're used to getting ratings, brothers treat you like a king, but if you do that on my corner, man, we'll confiscate your teams. I know you say you're gonna brag, you probably take it on the chin. Shouldn't f*** around with sharks if you ain't practice how to swim, especially when you're moving flash. A man's as merciless as Ming, your type of don, you wanna swing when man be barking off the thing, you better get to know. That's why I'm there, man, be hungry, we're starving. Like David Dickinson, we're looking for a bargain. We're moving savage, we ain't begging for no pardons. Can you don't wanna see my dog start marching? As man be moving like the modern day Spartans. 300 deep, but all my hitters, they be marksmen. King, you don't wanna see my dog start marching. You don't wanna hear the dog start barking.
See, I'm from a place where man get liquid astray, I air for a trace there. I beg you don't go there. See, hard times just mean you going harder. Then try to deny the facts, them to hold harder. See, we run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here. We run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here. We run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here. We run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here. We run the roads. See, I'm from a place where man get liquid astray, I air for a trace there. I beg you don't go there. See, hard times just mean you going harder. Them try to deny the facts, them to hold harder. See, we run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here. We run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here. We run the roads, we run the roads round here. We run the roads round here.
Big up all of our guests today. Thank you so much. This has been me on Fubar Radio. We're closing up on the end of the show now. Hope you've enjoyed it. You can listen back, by the way. If you just want to do this all over again with me, I'd be more than welcome. It's www.fubarradio.com/Harriet Rose. You can go and take a listen to that. You can also hear my full interview with Ralph Roll, who I had little clips of earlier in the show. Big up to Phaser for coming through, Craze24 and Nasty C. So lovely to see Nasty C again. He's just such a nice guy. I really like him. So he's performing tonight at Electroworks. So if you are about, go and check him out. That wasn't meant to rhyme, but it did. You are welcome. I'm going to finish the show with Jaden Smith. This is Back on My Shit. You should go and check out his new film. I think it's called Skate Kitchen. It's very, very good. I've been playing songs from the soundtrack. The soundtrack is epic. This is Back on My Shit. This has been Fubar Radio. I've been Harriet Rose. Catch you next week.
Put the bass on a million, city face on a trillion. Don't think they know who they dealing with. Ain't an album, it's a pilgrimage. Feel it yet, feel it yet, feel it yet, feel it yet. I'ma handle that in a set. CIA got me in a mess, in a mess, in a mess, in a mess, in a mess. Had to step up by the trenches, better stay up by my mentions. I'm aware of your extensions, we should just handle the tensions. Well, give me a second, cause me and the clip are the travel dimensions, let's go. I think I'm done with the flexing, this is a different direction. The next generation collection, I just hope you get the message. Feel it yet, feel it yet, feel it yet, feel it yet. I ain't stressing about the SMS, if the plane had to redirect. Into that, intellect, intellect. Intellect, try to get ahead of intercept. Skin cold, isn't winning yet. Talk stock prices with the interest, but you probably never see me in a vest. Stop playing like this isn't chess. I can give a fuck about the internet.
Here we go, moving fast, ain't moving slow. And we rolling through the city like a stone.
Put the fire in a whip, handle business. Irish run the city, yeah, I'm menace.
They want me to stay, I'm gonna tell them I'm sorry,
too fast. Need a couple duffel bags, I'm trying to keep track of the cash. Yeah, put it in autopilot cause we finna crash. Yeah, when we pull up to the party, we dip and dash. We gone.
And I'm going to the side. Don't Chanel, don't want that card. She don't want a bracelet. No way, yo. She just wants Supreme grip tape. She let's go.
You already know what it is. No, Skate.